Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative, and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon Williams. Hello, everyone, once again. You know, today we're going to be talking about telomere and nitric oxide. But, you know, I just have to say a few words about detox. You know, I'm sort of obsessed with detox because of the tremendous results that we've been getting from detox. You know, I've been doing the Isogenics detox. I've been doing it for the last 8 months, but I really only seriously started doing it about 2 months ago. And I can tell you this much, every day I get an incredible story about how well my patients are doing, how much they have lost, how better they feel. I mean, just the other day, actually last week, Wednesday, I got a call from a patient. He is 66 years old. He had been one of my ED patients, my erectile dysfunction patient, and he has diabetes and has high blood pressure. He's had those for about 40 years. And he's about 5'9", weighs about 55 pounds. And he called me because I put him on the Isogenics detox in the middle of January. So he calls me back and he says, "Doc, I don't know what to do." I said, "What's the matter?" He says, "My blood pressure, it keeps dipping down into the 90s, and I feel weak and tired when it does." And I said to him, "All right, how much have you lost?" He says, "Well, I've lost 18 pounds in the past 30 days. And he says, "Now my blood pressure medicine is too much." So I told him to go ahead and stop his blood pressure medicine. He had been on his blood pressure medicine for 40 years. He also told me that, you know, his blood sugar medicines, now he has to watch it very carefully because his blood sugar keeps going down low. And so I told him he needs to cut back his blood sugar medicines. He monitors it all the time, and so now he's going to cut back on that. That's just one example of the stories I get with my detox. You know, I have something called a 5-step wellness program, where step number one was pure body liposuction. Step number two was weight loss. Step number three was detox. Number four was hormone optimization. And number five was minerals and vitamins and nutritional support. You know, I've almost completely gone away from the HCG diet that I do for weight loss because, you know, I'm getting such incredible results with detox that I don't even know that I want to put anyone on anything but detox to lose weight. You know, when you think about it, you know, in life, there's three things. There is raw materials. That's what you put into your body so that your body can use the raw materials to produce energy. So the body takes the raw materials, what you put in your mouth, and it combines that with the help of hormones to produce energy in your body. And at the other side of the energy equation is toxins. It doesn't matter who you are. If you produce more energy than someone else, it means your body produces more toxins than that other person. So if you're an athlete out there that run your 5 miles, or you do your sprints, or you're in the gym for an hour every day, you produce more toxins than the couch potato that sits on his couch and watches television all day, because you produce more energy. You know, think about what happens when you run a race and your legs cramp up. What is that? What's happening there? Well, you're taking oxygen. You're mixing the oxygen with your muscles, and that produces energy that allows your muscles to contract, gives you the speed to run your race. But then when the toxins build up in your legs, you get a burning sensation. And now you cannot run until you remove the lactic acid that's built up in your legs. That's what toxins do for you. If you are a sports fan, you know that a sports car has to be tip-top condition. You got to change the oil. You got to tune everything up. And you know, if you have a Maserati, you say, you know, it's always in the shop. It's always in the shop because it needs fine tuning. So as, you know, if your car needs to be tuned up, do you give your car better raw materials, i.e. premium fuels, or do you tune it up first? You tune it up first, then you give it the best fuel, and now the car will perform like a race car. See, in your body, if you are out there, the difference between finishing first and second may be just detoxing, getting rid of the toxins, tuning up your body. You know, I asked a patient of mine the other day, I said to him, to her, do you detox? And the answer to me was, you know, well, we eat healthily. My husband and I, we both eat healthily. You know, we exercise all the time. And, so we are fine. And I said to her, no, that's not what I asked you. I asked you, do you detox? And then I had to explain to her what detox meant. And then she realized that no, she didn't detox. You know, and that's maybe the difference between doing tremendous, being optimal, and being good. Detox. You know, you think about this. You live in a small town, maybe Corpus, let's say, and the Corpus has a power plant that produces X amount of energy. It also produces X amount of toxins. Now, if the power plant doesn't treat the toxins properly and let the toxins go into the city water, the city inhabitants would get sick. If the toxins went into the city's ear, the inhabitants of the city would get sick. Now think of New York City. 10 million people. Huge power plant producing huge amount of power. It also produces huge amount of detox. So the more energy you generate, the more toxins you generate, and the more need for detoxification. You know, I'm so excited by this that I'm going to have a seminar in my office on March 12th at 6 p.m. And we're going to be talking about detox, how you can become healthier with detox. But you know, there are lots of different forms of detox. Lots of different forms. Yes, you can get an enema. Yes, you can take a shower. Yes, you can brush your teeth. Yes, you can breathe out. Yes, you can urinate. Those are all forms of detoxification. You know, when you go out there and you are working in the yard and you're sweating like a pig, you know what's happening? Your body is secreting perspiration, which is toxins that layers over your cells and your skin. And then you mix that with dirt, and then you feel miserable and tired and run down. And you go and you take a shower. You wash all the filth off of your body. And how do you feel after? You feel great. You feel light and feel. You feel energized. That's what detox does for you. That's your skin. When you brush your teeth, you detox your mouth. How does your mouth feel? When you have a bowel movement, you urinate, you detox your colon and your bladder. You feel great, don't you? But let me ask you a question. How are you detoxing your brain? How are you detoxing your muscles? How are you detoxing your heart? How are you detoxing your kidney? How are you detoxing your blood vessels? You see, the brain uses up 30% of all the raw materials you put into your mouth. 30%. And that's because your brain has more chemical reactions than any other part of your body. Guess what? Your brain produces more energy than any part of your body. I.e., your brain also produces more toxins than any other part of your body. So what happens to you? In the morning, you're sharp, your mind is crisp, your energy is great, and you're thinking, and you know, you come up with great ideas in the morning. But as the day goes along, your brain activity continues, you build up, you keep making more energy, more reactions, and so your brain builds up toxins. And by 7, 8, 9 o'clock in the evening, you have so much toxins in your brain that you can't think straight. You can't make decisions. You cannot come up with good solutions to things. You go to sleep, and while you're sleeping, your body is detoxifying your brain, cleaning all the junk out of your brain. Your cells are now free of all the toxins. And so when you wake up in the morning, your mind is free. Your brain is on overdrive. You can come up with all kinds of great ideas because your brain is detox. See, that's what detox does for you. It cleans your system out, makes you perform like a race car. So that's why I'm having a seminar on March the 12th on detox. And you know, I do these every week. I do my radio show, but you know, I just can't seem to get away from detox because it has been so powerful. But today we're going to be talking about telomere and nitric oxide. Before I go on, let me just remind you that this is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You're listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio. The number to call in is 210-559-5959. You can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight we're going to be discussing telomeres and nitric oxide, two incredible things for your body. We are talking about futuristic type things here. All right. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble's, at all the other book outlets. It's also available at www.growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. For more information about my seminar, or just ask me questions, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet, you can get information at www.feel29.com, feel29.com, that's F-E-E-L-29.com. Well, let's talk about telomere. You know, I want you to know that the day you were born, you knew everything your mom and your dad knew. That's correct. And the day that your kids were born, they know everything you know and their other parent knows. Because your chromosomes, your DNA, is a picture of everything that your parents see. Everything they do, everything they hear is logged in their chromosome. And when you were born, your mom gave you 23 chromosomes and your dad gave you 23 chromosomes. So the day you were born, you knew everything they knew. So when you were 10 and you said, "Mom, Dad, I got it." Yeah, you did get it. Because you started where they left off. So you see, if your parents survived the bubonic plague in 1500 BC, and the bubonic plague was to come around where you are today, you would probably survive it because your DNA has instructions on how your parents survived the bubonic plague. That's correct. So that's how your chromosomes work. Now your chromosomes is like a shoelace. And each end of the chromosome is something called your telomere. Your telomere is the hard plastic that ties your shoelace together. Now, when your cells divide, this hard plastic gets shorter with each division. Most cells divide about 100 to 120 times in a lifetime. And so when your cells divide, eventually the telomere gets so short that you lose the hard plastic. What happens to your shoelace when you lose the hard plastic? The shoelace unravels. And when it's unraveling, that would be your DNA unraveling. That's your hard drive unraveling. So now when you try to access your hard drive, it is gibberish. and now you cannot get the information how your ancestors survived the bubonic plague, and so if the bubonic plague came around today, you would probably succumb to it. That's what happens when your telomere goes away. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of studies on telomere that tells us that when your telomere gets shorter, your life expectancy decreases. As a matter of fact, if your telomeres get short, your life gets shorter and you get sicker. The longer your telomeres are, the healthier you are and the longer you live. So if you truly want to live into healthy old age, you need to make sure that your telomere stays long and healthy. You need to make sure that hard plastic remains there. Now, here's the problem. How do you do that? Well, there's lots of ways to keep your telomere long. One of the things that we use in my office is something called TA65. Now, TA65 is a telomerase inhibitor. There's an enzyme in your body called telomerase. Telomerase is the enzyme that makes your telomere shorter. It means that it cuts off pieces of your telomere as you do certain things in life. For instance, if you drink, if you smoke, if you don't exercise, that telomerase activity is increased and those tips get shorter quicker. If you exercise, if you eat good nutritious foods and you take good care of yourself, that telomerase enzyme does not work as well, doesn't do as good a job, and so therefore your telomere stays longer. TA65 helps your telomere grow longer and keep you healthier. But you know, I always say to everyone, if you want to know where you're going, you have to know where you came from. There's lots of other ways to increase your telomeres. Food restriction is one of the ways that you can do it. Certain nutritions will also help with that. Isogenics has something called Product B, which has some ingredients in it, which helps your telomere stay young and healthy. All right, so your telomeres is very important for your life. We routinely do a telomere test to tell you where your age is. For instance, I have one young lady that I did a test on. Now, this young lady, she's a very nice, beautiful, 44-year-old young lady. And so we did the telomere analysis, and it came back that her actual biological age was 42 years old. So even though she's 44, her actual cellular age is 42. So she's 2 years younger than it is. But what if your telomere age came back and you're 44 and it came back at 51? Do you think that that's something that you may want to look into so that you can be healthier for a long period of time? You see, without knowing where you are, it's hard to know where you're going. So one of the things that I really would like to do is do an telomere analysis before we put you on TA65 or before we start doing things to improve your telomere, because it makes a difference in your future. All right? So that's TA65 and telomerase. But the key to this is that to keep the tips of your chromosomes, that hard plastic, as long as possible so that you can live a longer, healthier life. You know, the goal of my practice is to grow younger and healthier. That means that rather than start dying at 35 or 40 and by 60 be in a nursing home and live for another 15 years in a nursing home, our goal is for you to live to be 100. And then on the day that you die, you ride your bicycle, go visit your great-grandchildren, have a meaningful conversation with them, then you go to bed, and then you don't wake up in the morning. That's what we call healthy living. It's living the fullest for all the years, not being in a nursing home. And I know a lot of you people have nursing home family and friends, and you know how that is. It is not a good thing to do. Number one. Now, the second topic we want to talk about is nitric oxide. You know, I tell people all the time, Your blood vessels is your highway system. That's what it is. It is what carries all the raw materials from point A to point B. See, your blood vessels is your highway, and on any given day, if you're not stressed, if you're not running, if you're not exercising, about 70 to 80% of all your blood is in your GI tract. What is it doing there? It's in your GI tract because your GI tract is your Home Depot, your HEB, your Walmart. Your blood is there to pick up raw materials to take it to wherever it's needed in your country. That's correct. So the blood picks it up in your GI tract and takes the raw materials to Seattle, to New York, to Eagle Pass, to Laredo, to Houston, to wherever you want it in your body. That's what the blood does. But like most highway systems, it can get congested. If your highway system gets congested, then it's hard for you to carry the raw materials from the GI tract to your brain. It's hard to carry the raw materials from your GI tract to your toes or to your genitals or from the GI tract to your lungs where it's needed. You see, the highway system has to remain free, not congested. I tell everyone, all a heart attack is the loss of energy in your heart. You see, a heart attack, we all say blockage of the artery. Well, what does that mean? It means that your blood vessel, your artery, your road that carries the raw materials to your heart to allow your heart to get the energy to pump blood throughout your blood body, that road is blocked. When the road is blocked, the raw materials doesn't get to the heart, and then the heart dies from starvation. That's what a heart attack is. Now, how do the doctors take care of that? They put a bypass. In other words, they put a road around the blockage, that a detour that allows the blood to bypass the blockage and get to your heart so that your heart cells can have the raw materials to do their function. That's what happens. Now, to keep your arteries nice and clear, nitric oxide is very important. Your cells that line the arteries, that line inside the lumen of the arteries, make nitric oxide. When you're young, they make a ton of it. As you get older, these cells make less and less nitric oxide. So therefore, the inside of the arteries get smaller and smaller and more congested. And eventually, your arteries to your major organs get so small that the blood supply is diminished. So when the arteries to your genitals get too small, you get erectile dysfunction. When the arteries to your legs get too small, then you get burning and pain in your legs, and you get neuropathy. When the arteries to your brain gets clogged up, you can get a stroke. Or your energy in your brain will be diminished, so you can't think clearly. When the arteries to your heart, we know what happens with that. So nitric oxide is very, very important to maintain the integrity of the arteries and the veins in your body. Now, we have several things that we use for that. We use something called arginine. Arginine tells the cells that line your arteries to make nitric oxide. But the problem is, if your cells are not doing really well, if your cells are old and decrepit, then the arginine is falling on deaf ears. So high-dose arginine may or may not help if your cells are not capable of doing the job. You have kids. I mean, those who have kids, how many times do you tell them to clean up the room? Do they always do it? Well, the same way, you know, if you're telling the cells that line your arteries to make nitric oxide and they're already operating at peak capacity, guess what? They're not going to do any more. We also have something called Neo 40. Neo-40 is actually nitric oxide. So we're not asking the cells to make it. We're actually going to give it to them. And so now the nitric oxide in the cells now make the cells lumen wider, makes the blood flow better. And because of that, number one, your blood pressure decreases. Number two, your heart functions better. Your heart muscles are stronger. Number three, less chance of stroke because now you have wide open arteries to the brain, so there's less likely for plaque formation. It also helps with your growth hormone. It tells your pituitary to make more growth hormone. It also helps with erectile dysfunction by helping the arteries that supply the penis and your genital area with better blood supply, so you have better orgasm and you have better lubrication and you have better function of your genital organs for both men and women. You have better circulation to your legs, to your other organs in your body. You see, what nitric oxide is doing, it's allowing your body to function better by getting the raw materials from your GI tract to where it's needed in an expedited manner so that your body can function better. I'm running out of time, so I'm going to have to say goodbye. But before I go, I want to remind you that on the 12th of March at 6 p.m. at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center, we are going to have a seminar on detox. We can tell you how you can become healthier, lose some weight, feel great, and actually how you can make some money doing all three of those things. The number to call me at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center is 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble's, at Amazon, and also at www.growyoungeragain.com. And once again, have a great night and enjoy the rest of your weekend.